Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close-Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close-Up Television Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. We're very excited to continue our conversation with renowned, innovative OBGYN, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. She is somebody who really cares about her patients, and we've mentioned that here on the show. And beyond her recognition and accolades from patients, she was four-star rated by U.S. News and World Reports, named Best in Medicine by the American Health Council as well, and each authority honoring her for her achievements in the women's health specialty. You know, there are many health conditions ranging from joint and muscle pain to migraines and low libido, and the impact the lives of women, it really does on a daily basis. Men, too. And many doctors fail to listen to patients and get to the root cause of their problems. But one doctor, top-rated OBGYN, nearly 35 years of practice plus, not only looks at the hormone connection, but has made it her mission to raise awareness as well. That doctor is our very special guest, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. As the cover of her second book, Full Bloom, says, we must all learn the groundbreaking truth about your hormones and health. This remarkable doctor has returned to Close Up Radio this fall to talk about her theories, her case studies, and her research into health and wellness solutions that can keep us more balanced, effective, healthy, and youthful. It's a real pleasure. She's going to discuss Full Bloom and her first book, Blossoming, which centers on the pubescent years to age 30, and the section she contributed to the new book published by the Professional Women's Network as well. And she will also reveal firsthand experiences with her own health and her daughter's, and why she turned her back on a successful group practice to explore leading-edge medical approaches. It started with bioidentical hormones and now encompasses stem cells, exomes, and lots more, energy healing research, all certain to ignite your thinking and personal wellness journey. It's a pleasure to continue the conversation, our exclusive series here on Close Up Radio, coming to us live and direct from Waukesha, Wisconsin, at her practice and offices just outside Milwaukee, here on Close Up Radio, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. Dr. Monlock, always a pleasure to have you here on the show with us. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. A pleasure to be back.
You are very, very welcome. You know, you have three daughters who are now in their 30s. How has your work helped them cope with their evolving reproductive systems and health?
Well, you know, it's just funny. We had a wedding reception over the past weekend for my middle daughter, and one of the is sitting around the table afterwards, letting the dust settle. My one daughter said to me, you know, Mom, the one thing that I hated growing up and I love now is the fact that when friends would come over or we'd be sitting around the kitchen table, you would start talking about your medical day and how that might pertain to us. And I used to cringe, said my youngest daughter, when you would start doing that, because I would think, oh, what are my friends going to think? Oh, my God, they're going to hate to want to come over to our house anymore. And she said, now I realize the wisdom of what you did. And now I actually help my friends through some of the questions and concerns that they have about what's going on because you taught us so much. And I thought, well, there you go. It goes full circle even with your daughters.
Yes, it really does. And, you know, in your book, Full Bloom, you have a checklist to help people understand symptoms and tests and results. Tell us about that. And what was the inspiration for even writing Blossoming and Full Bloom, Blossoming coming first?
Blossoming, you're right, came first, and I felt very, very strongly that women, the adolescent women in our world, are basically dismissed. They are there to be seen and not heard. They are there to learn but not ask too many questions. They are there to be told what to do with their health, but again, don't ask too many questions. And when you get to be an adult, all will be self-explanatory to you. Well, that's just not the way that works. And so many parents are told that we can't talk about such things as women's health, even to our girls. That's just, you know, the kind of talk that they'll learn that in school. Well, guess what? They don't learn that in school. They try to call that reproductive education, and that gets shot down because you're using anatomical terms, perhaps, or that should be part of health and science class, but you can't use anatomical terms or discuss anything real world. We'll speak in hypotheticals. And then if you get to college and you've never heard that your irregular periods may have a scientific basis behind them, you're simply told, well, this is what happens in the animal world. So in order for us to get you through your day, you have many things on your plate with college, we'll just put you on the pill. We'll override all of that, and we'll talk later when you're done with college. So everybody keeps kicking the can down the road, and there is really no plan that people have, or that municipalities or school systems or states or even the federal government has, for how do we do adequate education of health to our youth. We just don't do it, is the bottom line. And many say, well, you're masking sex education by calling it health education. And there's all sorts of misconceptions and misunderstandings and barriers to getting correct information to young women. And they say, well, you learn it from your mom. You learn it from your doctor. Well, moms were never taught this information either. So how can a mom who doesn't really understand what's going on, or it may not be the same irregular bleeding pattern the mom had that the daughter is having, and contraception may have been an issue for both, but maybe for different reasons. So how can a mom really do adequate education to a daughter when that's not something that she was adequately taught herself? And then when you get to the point where you want to be an advocate for your daughter and you take your daughter to their pediatrician, the pediatrician office isn't set up for consultative GYN and answering, you know, a half an hour or 45 minutes worth of questions that your daughter has. They're set up for rapid fire well child checks and vaccinations, and every patient is about every 10 minutes, and it's a busy practice, but it doesn't put time in for the adolescent who's finally gotten up the courage and her mom has come with her to ask very specific questions, and they get told, well, we'll put you on the pill. That's what we do. Well, I'm sorry, anything else, you'll have to go to a specialist. Well, they've just had mom take time off work. They've just taken the time and screwed up their courage to ask their own doctor. They're comfortable with these questions. And the doc says, no, I don't have time to talk to you. I'm going to do this for you. And see you later. Tell me how that works for you. Well, obviously, that takes care of the doctor's schedule, but it doesn't really answer any questions for the patient. It certainly doesn't help the mom help their daughter. And it just, there are no good vehicles out there. So that's why I wrote Blossoming and wrote that one first. Our forgotten adolescent daughters need this information, and they need to know that they can do this with their mom as an ally. So it's meant to be a mother-daughter experience, and it's a mother-daughter guide. It says that right on the cover. a mother-daughter guide to this experience of becoming a woman and discovering the secrets of your hormones and the beginning of your menstrual career. So that's why blossoming was first.
And then Full Bloom came along with that checklist again to help people really understand the symptoms, the tests, the results. I would imagine it can become very overwhelming and confusing and quite emotional for people.
Well, imagine, and I'll just ask everybody listening, that if you are in that 35 to 50 age range, or you know somebody who is, how many times do you hear them say, my gosh, for instance, I can't sleep at night. I don't know what's wrong with me. Or I have such incredible moodiness and PMS, and it's not just 2 or 3 days before my period. Or I'm bleeding again. What is this bleeding every 2 weeks? Or I've got joint pain. Where is this coming from? My bladder is leaking, and all I have to do is go from sitting down to standing up, and I'm dribbling. What is this? Or I'm getting heart racing. Where is this coming from? I'm losing hair from the top of my head. And it can be any number of symptoms. My checklist has about 30 different symptoms on it. But the travesty is not that patients don't recognize that things are changing, is that they go to their doctor and they dutifully recite this list of symptoms. So they get told, oh, you have insomnia. Okay, well, we'll send you for a sleep apnea test. Well, no, wait, I've got other symptoms. Well, no, let's take care of that one first. It gets individualized and looked at as each individual symptom means a different problem, but nobody steps back and goes, wow, your insomnia, your heart palpitations, your bladder leakage, all of those seem to go along with your estradiol level might be changing. Oh, and your PMS that's starting to be more than a few days before your period, and your irregular bleeding. Well, that's all progesterone related. Oh, hair loss at the top of your head. That's actually too much testosterone. So that sounds like your hormones are changing. Now we've taken that checklist of multiple symptoms and been able to say, I think it is hormonal. Notice the difference. Instead of in 2 to 3 minutes saying, oh, let's address this one symptom, which the doctor picked out as because they said it first, it must be the most important, but they're all equally important. But don't dismiss the other symptoms and then go after them one at a time, because that's not why the patient is there. If they were there only for insomnia, they would have said so. They came in listing 7 or 8 things. Well, then a different doctor may say, oh, well, then we'll do the sleep study for that. For the bladder, we'll send you to the urologist. Oh, for the hair loss, well, we'll send you to the dermatologist. For your PMS, well, maybe you need antidepressants, you know. And so now you suddenly have 6 or 7 referrals for doctor's appointments, and you're going, wait a minute, what just happened here? And it isn't helpful at all, because no one is talking to the other one. The psychiatrist counselor isn't going to talk to the dermatologist. The dermatologist isn't going to check your sleep study. You follow me? So
yeah.
There's too much disconnectedness. Physicians and healthcare providers need to listen to what the patient walks in with. And some patients are more versed in what they feel they need to say. Others really don't understand that their symptoms may run together, just like their doctor doesn't understand things may run together. So I've put this checklist of hormone symptoms together and called it a worksheet for people to check off on a periodic basis, what are the things that you're noticing? Help me help you. Show me what your body is doing by your symptoms. I can now check your levels and predict how we can manage these symptoms. They seem disconnected, but they're not. So if I tell you that, you know, foggy brain and insomnia and dry eyes and migraines and heart palpitations and deep fatigue and muscle aches and bladder leak and painful intercourse and low libido all go along with low estradiol, you would sit back in your chair and go, really? Wow. But you wouldn't put it all together unless you're thinking that all of these symptoms may have a common thread. And the common thread is hormone change.
It's incredible. And that's the thing. And that's the thrust of what you do. You're so relatable, too. And the patients call you Dr. Vicky. Would you say the language in your books is just as relatable and easy, understandable, honest along the way?
Well, I started writing the books not for doctors, because when you try to tell a doctor that they're missing the boat, they're missing what their patient is trying to tell them, understandably, get quite defensive. Well, don't tell me how to practice medicine. So I'm not going to tell physicians how to practice medicine. I'm going to instead teach patients how they can be the discoverer of their own symptomatology, to be able to tell their healthcare provider, I have 6 symptoms that go along with low estradiol. I have 4 symptoms that go along with low progesterone, and 3 that go along with too much testosterone. Now you've guided your healthcare provider into the discussion you want to have with them, which just begs the question, where are my hormone levels? A doctor isn't taught to teach patients what their hormone levels are. They aren't even taught that hormone levels are important to follow during a woman's menstrual career. They have no idea what the numbers would even be, normal or abnormal, because medical schools don't teach this. They simply assume if there is a hormonal problem, it only relates to infertility. And we have a specialist for that, the infertility doctor. So unless you're trying to get pregnant, we really don't care what your hormone levels are. And that really is the position that medicine has taken. And the real tragedy to take that statement and now extrapolate it further is that too little of hormone causes multiple symptoms, but an imbalance of hormone causes a completely different set of symptoms. And that can be, if you have too much estradiol, you can actually set yourself up for breast cancer or ovarian cancer or uterine cancer. Or worse yet, you can actually become infertile because now you have fibroids from too much estradiol, or endometriosis from too much estradiol, or you bleed all the time and you're building polyps from too much estradiol. So there can be any number of reasons why knowing your E level, or what I call your estradiol level, know your E level, know where you are so that you can help yourself to your best health. So when I wrote these books, I didn't write them for docs because docs are taught that's not important. But we live in our bodies. we know what's important. We don't want those symptoms. So I wrote these books for the patient, for the everyday woman to pick up and read and find themselves in that book and go, that's me right there. Oh, my God, she's writing about me. That's why I wrote Blossoming and Full Bloom.
What has been the feedback so far from those who've read the book and who've been really inspired and empowered by your words in both Blossoming and Full Bloom? I imagine the feedback has been extraordinary and probably even exceeded your expectations, Doctor.
Well, the feedback is that they not only find themselves, but they'll say, oh my gosh, I ordered 5 books and I sent one to all of my best friends and we're going to talk about it like a book club. Or I sent one to my sister because she's going through exactly what that case study, for ages 50 to 60, I found her in there, that case study named Tina, that's her. And, and so people recognize that they're not alone. The biggest issue that a lot of people feel with irregular periods or PMS or whatever is that they're the only ones going through this. And nothing could be further from the truth. We all have something that will go awry or out of balance here and there. But for people that have it go out of balance a lot, they feel they're the only one in their world that has these set of symptoms happening to them. Well, that is so far from the truth. They are not alone, and they simply need to understand that they can get on top of this by simply checking their hormone levels. And they can't go and get their blood drawn without an order. So another checklist I have in both books is how to talk to your doctor, and here are the blood tests that you want to order.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. You know, you're also writing a piece, or a recent piece that you wrote, you did for the Professional Women's Network, and that's a Christian faith-driven society. How has faith shaped your work? And is there ever a conflict with innovative treatments, for instance, stem cells, things of that nature?
Well, a lot of people feel that faith and science do not mix, and that's not true. You know, we can have our faith be our underlying foundation of how we approach patients, not just with the knowledge that we've been given, but also with the compassion that we should all work with as we work with our patients. That to me is what faith has given me. As an OBGYN in particular, I will not use any fetal product on a patient, so people will mistakenly feel that regenerative medicine or stem cell treatments are fetal tissue and therefore shun those treatments. But really, when you realize that there are no fetal tissues involved, that the tissues and the actual stem cells are coming from the Wharton's jelly, from the support tissue around the blood vessels of the placenta after a fetus or a baby is born, there is zero fetal tissue. There is zero tissue from aborted fetuses that are being used in stem cell and regenerative work, that these stem cells are being used in tissue culture, and the products and proteins and growth factors and cytosomes are actually being grown in culture from those placental Wharton's jelly stem cells. That is what is doing the regenerative work in either a torn ligament or a torn meniscus in a joint, or intravenously for somebody with long COVID, or intranasally to get up into the central nervous system for multiple issues due to central nervous system dysfunction, that there are no fetal products used. As an OBGYN, I would never agree to use any fetal cellular product for the sake of an adult health issue. But the idea of putting truths out versus myths is something that every faith wishes to do, every misunderstood technology wishes to do, every teacher wishes to do for its student, and every parent wishes to do for its child. So my chapter with the professional woman was all about putting forth the myths that we have as a society about women's health and hormone replacement and whether it's safe or not safe, correct or not correct, and putting that in its proper context of the truths that go along with it. Put the science behind the actual information and take the myth and dispel it.
That's the key. Dispelling the myths is so essential. It really, really is. You know, your patients, they really become more empowered, more of a partner in their own care, don't they?
They have to be, because if they do not understand the tie-in that all of these symptoms have to hormone and how I cannot change what, genetically speaking, their body is going to do hormonally, but I can help them manage it. But I am not going to do this in a vacuum, because hormone change is like a bell curve, and it starts low and it gets to its peak in your 20s and starts to come down or in your 30s and through your 40s and stops at age 50. So that bell curve has different variations for different women, and we take an average out the up and down swings that for some women can be extreme swings and for others are less extreme, but we still average that out into a bell curve. But unless we know as doctors that it's a bell curve and know that we don't just start a certain dose of a medication or a hormone and then it never changes, then we're doing our patients a similar disservice. We have to work with our patients as they travel through that bell curve, and they need to partner with us to let us know what is helping, what is no longer helping, what are symptoms that are changing, what are new, what are some we've completely resolved, so that we give them their best health. We're here to empower patients to their best health, not to be managers and telling them you must take this med or that med and you're on it for life. That's not the spirit of what the body does with hormones.
Our special guest is Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. You can go to her website to learn more and to connect. It's www.victoriajmondlockmd.com, and I'll spell that for you, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, and then the letter J, and then Mondlock, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, and then M-D. .com. Dr. Monlock, always a pleasure speaking with you here on Close Up Radio. We always learn something new every single time we're together. Mm-hmm. Appreciate all the hard work that you do, and I know your patients love you for that, and it's always eye-opening and inspiring when you're with us, and looking forward to the continuation of our series together here on Close Up Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, and if I can just quickly add that the books are on Amazon, and that check out my YouTube channel, Hey Doc, What's Up? They're less than 5 minutes, and they're just loaded with information.
Absolutely. You did one recently on depression. I remember just seeing that one. Really good stuff, and that's on YouTube, gang, so check that out. You're the best, Dr. Monlock. You be well, and best to everybody, your patients, the family, and we'll chat on the next episode here on Close Up Radio. And again, as the doc said, the books are available on Amazon, Blossoming and Full Bloom. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in just a few minutes with another amazing guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.